And so I'd like to invite people to stand up. If you have the strength and mobility to do that. And allow your feet to come into approximately hips width apart. And allow your weight to balance front and back and side to side. And just allow yourself to sink into the carpet, into the floor, and imagining that the earth beneath us is just holding us, letting our weight sink into the ground, and relaxing the feet, relaxing the ankles, unlocking the knees, so letting them bend a little. And then just take the sitting bones and allow them to tuck under. Allow the spine to elongate. Allow the shoulders to roll back. The hands to be slightly curled at the side of the legs. The neck to elongate, the top of the head to be the highest point. Allow the tongue to rest at the roof of the mouth. So there's both the elongation of the spine and the sinking into the earth. We've got two moments, movements happening simultaneously. And what's important is to relax the muscle tension. I spend a lot of my time being hypervigilant and needing to really pay particular attention to relax. And so relaxing the feet and relaxing the calf muscles, relaxing the thighs, the outer thigh and the inner thigh. Relaxing the whole pelvic floor. You don't need to grip or to tighten or to pull up the pelvic floor. And so the whole belly can relax. The whole chest can relax. The back can relax. The shoulders can relax. And with every moment, movement of relaxation, just let yourself feel like you're sinking deeper into the floor, into the ground. Let your fingers relax. So much goes on with our hands in terms of what we do. Sometimes our hands can mirror what's going on with our minds if we're tight or relaxed, if we're frightened or generous, if we're feeling angry or anxious. We can let our arms relax. Lower arm and upper arm and underarm. And again, the shoulders. So much tension. We carry the burden of the world on our shoulders. And let's just now, for today, just for today, let's imagine we take the boulders of our shoulders. We take the world that we're carrying and we just place it to our side. Not to neglect it, to abandon it, to reject it, but just for the moment, we invite releasing our anxiety about the world. Just for the moment, just for today. As a way to come into a stronger, more empowered way to interact with it. Allowing the neck and the throat to relax. allowing the base of the skull to relax, allowing the scalp to relax. And then coming over the forehead, allowing the brow of the forehead to relax. And so we can take confidence that if we are not thinking, we are not being negligent. It's actually supportive to allow the thoughts to settle. It's helpful to become quiet and still. It's helpful to feel our body directly. And feeling the eyes and behind the eyes. Feeling the cheeks and letting them relax, and the smiling muscles relaxing. So we don't need to have a face on. We don't need to impress anybody. We don't need to be responsible for what anybody else is feeling. We can let our face relax. Just for today. We can let our mouth relax, our chewing muscles relax. And so we can change the focus of our attention to allowing the whole body to be in the focus of our attention. And as we allow the whole body to be in the focus of our attention, we can notice what happens with the in-breath, how the in-breath can energize. And the out-breath can relax. And we can trust that the floor is going to hold us as we relax. Now, with care and attention, changing the posture from standing to sitting, and just watching, noticing, feeling what happens as you move from standing to sitting. And sitting also, it's helpful just to spend a little bit of time with posture. And with sitting, the trick is to have the top of the hips slightly in front of the sitting bones. And when you're sitting on a chair, that's easiest to accomplish when you're sitting on the edge of the chair, if that is okay for your back. Just to sit on the front edge of the chair. And then that allows the spine to elongate with the least amount of effort and the breath to flow unimpeded. The real reason for sitting with the spine elongated is the subtle energy body is supported in this posture, which is not something that in the Theravadin tradition is spoken of very often, and yet is an asset in practice. So with the posture aligned, it supports relaxation and balance. Relaxation, alignment, and balance support attention turning towards what is and connecting with what is. Just allowing attention to meet the direct experience of sensations in the body. Pressure, warmth, coolness, wetness, dryness. And so allowing attention to be filled with the breath, sensations of the breath, breathing in and out, don't need to control the breath or change the breath, or grip the breath. Just like we can put a hand out and allow a butterfly to land. There's a stillness. Just waiting for a butterfly to land. A lightness, a joy. A curiosity. So we can bring these qualities to feeling the breath, allowing the breath to fill the mind.